Produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely then, now that we've been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through him we have received reconciliation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The most culturally acceptable form of boasting today is that of grandparents talking about their grandchildren, pulling out their phones to supply ample evidence of their descendants' prowess, beauty, and sheer mental aptitude. Look at how this child grasps the Cheerio and accurately places it in his sister's ear. The dexterity involved clearly shows early promise for a surgical career. Somehow, because these offspring are a generation removed, the grandparents cannot take full credit for their development, and so bragging about them does not seem too obnoxious, at least initially. The type of boasting that generally does not sit so well is where we can take direct credit for it. I got a promotion, and now I make $50,000 a year more than my husband. Yeah. Check out my new Porsche. The Range Rover I got last year was too hard for me to park in Georgetown. No. My wife and I are having another baby. She thought 5 was enough, but I said, heck, we can afford 6. Bragging, boasting, gloating generally are not associated with Christian behaviors. Humility, meekness, modesty, yes. Boasting, no. But in Washington, there are different rules. Here it seems that self-aggrandizement, self-promotion, and excessive displays of self-confidence are required to be heard, to be elected, to be valued. Boast away in Washington, and it will serve you well. But in case you have been here too long, this is not normal. I had a conversation a few years ago with a fellow Minnesotan, talking about the difficulty that Minnesotans have in boasting, even about their own children. A Minnesotan would never say their kid, who just scored a hat trick, was a great hockey player. They would say they weren't too bad. Or their daughter, who was valedictorian, they would never say she was smart. They would say she did all right in school. And Minnesotans almost would be too embarrassed to tell their relatives if their child had been admitted to an Ivy League school. Going somewhere out east, I can't remember the name, I would say. But Paul says we should boast. We should boast in the Lord, boast in our hope of sharing in the glory of God. Paul would tell us to share boldly the good news about Jesus Christ. Yet we are more likely to mumble something like, yeah, I'm going to church for Easter. Paul would say we should testify about how God's grace has transformed our lives. And we sort of stutter, faith's important to me. Paul would tell us that we should preach about the expectant good news and the promise of everlasting life, and we sort of hedge our bets saying, I think I believe in heaven. We are not very good at boasting in the Lord. And one biblical scholar I read this week says, boasting is not even a strong enough word for what Paul is asking. Boasting, rejoicing, exulting, triumphing might be better. To boast in our faith, to boast in our God, to boast in the hope we have for the future. Being joyful, being bold, being triumphant. I can imagine our children taking this to heart and taking these messages out to the playground saying, my God loved me so much that he picked me when I was a sinner. My God is so great that they killed him and he still got out of the grave. My God is so awesome, he made a mansion for me in heaven. Kids can boast and they can get away with it because they're proud. They don't have that hesitancy that we share. Now, that kind of boasting is probably not what Paul had in mind, although there are some segments of the Christian faith where you do hear that kind of language and boasting. And I think Paul had something else in mind, advocating for humble boasting, not boasting about personal accomplishments, or using any form of coercion or superiority. The type of boasting he intends may, for some, have a verbal component. But good news, for most of us, there are other ways of sharing our faith. There are a multitude of ways of expressing our gifts and boasting in the Lord. So I want to tell you today about some humble boasting I've seen lately. Downtown, at lunch, seeing a group of men in business suits ready to begin their meal, bow their head, and say a prayer. This is humble boasting of God's blessings in their lives. Or the family that Sunday in and Sunday out, dresses their kids, drags their kids, and delivers their kids to Sunday school and to church. This is humble boasting in the ways that we have been shaped by the church. Or the couple that signs up every month to serve dinner to the homeless. This is humble boasting that we believe in a God who cares for the least of these. Or the singer who shows up every Sunday morning to rehearse before worship is humbly boasting about their joy in singing God's praise. Or the octogenarian who uses more energy than you would imagine to dress and get to church on Sunday is humbly boasting that God has been faithful to them through all seasons of life. Or the giver, monthly, weekly, yearly gifts, sacrificially to the church, humbly boasting, saying, I believe God is still active in the world. This is the kind of boasting Paul is asking us to give. Boasting with our lives, with our gifts, with our witness, with our faithfulness. These are outward signs of the inward faith that we carry. As the Sunday school song goes, they will know we are Christians by our love. To boast in the Lord does not mean you need to stand on a street corner and shout the gospel, but it does mean that you need to have your faith reflected in your life. The love you have found in Jesus Christ reflected in humble boasting. Humble boasting in the way that you live. Because this is not about us. This is not about things that we have done or achieved. Paul says this is only about God's love and grace and mercy, which had nothing to do with us because they came to us when we were sinners. That's when God chose us and saved us. So if we're boasting in that, it's not about us. It's about what Christ has done for us and what we have experienced by that love and grace and mercy. It's that kind of boasting that we are free because Christ has done these things for us, has nothing to do with us, like a grandparent boasting in a grandchild. Look at this gift. Look at this joy. Look at this blessing. How can I help but share this? How can I help but boast? That's what Paul wants us to have. Paul wants our faith to flow so freely from us that we cannot help ourselves. We must boast. We have been given permission to boast in the Lord so that others may know of God's love. This is evangelism in the purest form. D.T. Niles said, evangelism is just one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. Boasting. Pointing in the direction of God and God's accomplishments and God's glory. Boasting to tell the good news with our life, with our love, with our witness. For what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, picking us when we were sinners, claiming us when we were down, saving us when we did not deserve it. These things are things in which we should be proud to boast. Permission given.